Radio Prague News.
Brno's council has passed a resolution apologising for the expulsion of Germans at the end of World War II. Norwegian authorities have given an ultimatum to a Czech mother, and the IMF has praised the Czech economy. Brno's council has made a declaration of regrets for events in the city at the end of May 1945 when German citizens were expelled as part of post-war World War II reprisals. Around 20,000 Germans were forced to march from Brno to Austria at that time, with around a tenth dying of exhaustion along the way. After the passing of the Declaration of Reconciliation and Common Future on Tuesday evening, the mayor of the Czech Republic's second city, Petr Vokral, said he and fellow councillors hoped all past wrongs could be forgiven. Norwegian authorities have said they will not allow a Czech mother to see her two children if she does not agree for adoption procedures for them to go ahead. The latest twist in developments around the mother Ever Michalgáková was made public by the Czech Ministry for Labour and Social Affairs on Wednesday. It said the Norwegian move was at odds with the assurances which they had been given. Czech Minister Michaela Marksová described the latest step as surprising and said she would take steps to oppose it. The brothers are currently living in Norway with separate foster parents, and access by their mother is strictly restricted. The International Monetary Fund predicted Czech growth would reach 3% this year, but slow down in the midterm to around 2.25%. A previous estimate saw growth this year at 2.5%. Inflation would be above zero this year before rising towards 2% in 2016, the report unveiled in Prague added. The overall tone of the report said that the foundations for strong growth were being laid, but criticised aspects of the labour market, tax administration and public spending. The IMF head of mission, Kostas Christou, said that steps should be taken rapidly to enshrine the target for the structural deficit not to exceed 1% in national legislation. Czech engineering company Škoda Praha on Wednesday said it had won a more than 9 billion crown contract to deliver a 250-megawatt turbine for a coal-fired power plant in Montenegro. The Czech company won the contract in competition with 9 other companies. Škoda Praha's long-term involvement in the Balkans and the terms of its offer were cited as among the main reasons for landing the contract. Deputy Foreign Minister Rudolf Jindrak is to quit his post in a few weeks, Czech media report. According to the Daily Lidové Noviny, he's being lined up to replace Livia Klásová as the Czech ambassador to Bratislava. Jindrak was formerly ambassador in Berlin. Klásová faces a problem because the recently passed civil service law means she is too old to continue in the position. When the issue was first raised, it was suggested that a way would be found to circumvent the new law. And finally, in ice hockey, the Canadian club, the Calgary Flames, announced they have signed Czech defenceman Jakub Nakladal on a one-year contract. Nakladal's last season played for Finnish club Turka. The 27-year-old Czech was rated one of the best Czech defencemen in the recent World Championships, with 5 assists in 10 games. Other NHL clubs, Chicago and Carolina, were also reported to be interested in signing Nakladal. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.